您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast CN.
English 学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会、
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Practical English Classroom。
Welcome to Practical English Classroom of My English. I'm Anna.
And I'm Chinting. Last week we talked about fire prevention.
Today we'll go on with the topic.
大家好，欢迎收听国际在线教育频道的实用英语课堂节目，我是沈听，
我是安娜。上周呢，我们的话题是防火。
上周我们说到 Lisa 发现家里没有灭火器了，要报告给学校的老师。
那么到底有没有发生火灾呢？现在我们就接着往下看。
Part 3, The Smoke Detector，
烟雾探测器。
Dialogue 1. Dear Mr. Smith, your daughter informs me that
What's this about?
Apparently, Lisa reported us for failing fire safety standards.
Is that the teacher's business?
I don't know. Maybe the teacher has heard about Tom's pyromania.
Maybe you should buy some fire safety stuff.
Will do. Better safe than sorry.
Jack 和 Tina 收到了 Lisa 老师的来信。 Tina 问这封信是关于什么内容的呢？ What's this about? 是这跟什么有关的意思。这个问句可以在好奇想要知道别人正在看什么或者读什么东西的时候用上。
我们用一个对话来做例子。 What's this all about? We just feel like it is time for you to go and find a job. 你们这是在干嘛呢？或者你们这是什么意思？我们只是觉得你应该找份工作了。
很显然 Lisa 告诉了老师家里防火安全不合标准的事情。 Fail 在这里做动词，表示失败不及格。比如说 He failed the history test again， 他历史考试又不及格。 Tina 觉得奇怪，难道老师也要管消防这方面的事情吗？
Jack 也不知道，也许是老师知道了 Tom 喜欢玩火的事情了吧。 Tina 说还是去买一些防火安全的东西吧，防患于未然。 Better safe than sorry，我们上节课说过了，是有备无患的意思。
好，再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Dear Mr. Smith, your daughter informs me that...
What's this about?
Apparently, Lisa reported us for failing fire safety standards.
Is that the teacher's business?
I don't know. Maybe the teacher has heard about Tom's pyromania.
Maybe you should buy some fire safety stuff.
Will do. Better safe than sorry.Dialogue 2.
Oh my god, what on earth are you doing?
I was just trying to do my chemistry homework.
What are you talking about?
You know, chemical reactions, that sort of thing.
Are you being honest with me? Your teacher assigned fireworks as homework?
Well, not exactly, but it's related.
Tom, I think you need to calm down a little and find another hobby.
对话中 ，Tina 下班回到家，发现 Tom 在玩鞭炮，把他吓了一大跳。Tom 到底知不知道自己在干什么呢 ？What on earth are you doing？ 当中的 on earth 起强调作用，表示到底究竟。
Tom 说他正在做化学作业，妈妈不知道他在说什么， Tom 也说不明白，只能说是化学反应之类的东西。 Sort of thing 这个用法呢，表示那一类的事情。当你不想或者是没有办法详细解释，而对方又能够了解的时候，就可以在话尾加上这么一句。
这样呢可以起到不言而喻的效果。我们用一个对话来做例子。 What did you do last night? Oh, hung out, talk on the phone, that sort of thing. 你昨天晚上做什么了？哦，闲晃，煲电话粥之类的事情。
妈妈觉得汤姆没有说真话，老师难道会让学生把鞭炮当作家庭作业吗？ Be honest with somebody 表示跟某人说实话，还有 to be honest 或者是 honestly 也可以作为一句话的开头，表示说实话怎么怎么样。比如说 to be honest, your daughter has no aptitude for a singer. 老实说你女儿没有当歌星的潜力。
Tom 解释说虽然不是家庭作业，但是跟家庭作业是有关的。 But it's related. Related to somebody or something 这个词组表示与某人或者某事物有关的，有联系的。比如说 He's related to her by marriage.他跟他呢是姻亲。
妈妈说 Tom 应该找些别的东西来玩，因为鞭炮实在是太危险了。好，再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Oh my god, what on earth are you doing?
I was just trying to do my chemistry homework.
What are you talking about?
You know, chemical reactions, that sort of thing.
Are you being honest with me? Your teacher assigned fireworks as homework?
Well,Not exactly, but it's related.
Tom, I think you need to calm down a little and find another hobby.
Dialogue 3.
Fire! Fire!
No, no, I'm just testing it. There's no fire.
Why are those things so loud?
If they weren't so loud, would we hear them when they went off?
But such a horrible noise!
That's the point. It should wake you up if you are asleep, and make you unable to notice anything else if you are awake.
I think it will make me go deaf.
Dialogue 中 Jack 在装烟雾探测器，警报器突然响起来，在旁边看着的 Lisa 呢吓得大叫起来，以为哪里着火了。Jack 赶紧说别紧张，他只是在测试看警报器好不好用而已。
Test 这里是动词，表示检验或者是衡量质量品质等等，用法呢就是 test somebody or something for something 或者是 test something on somebody or something。 比如说 many people are against new drugs being tested on animals， 很多人都反对用动物来做新药试验。
还有 I had my eyesight tested yesterday，我昨天去检查了视力。 Test somebody on something 还可以表示测验某人在某方面的知识和技能。比如说 She tested the whole class on irregular verbs， 她对全班学生进行了不规则动词的测验。
Lisa 不明白为什么警报器的声音这么响， Jack 说如果声音不大的话，警报器响的时候就不容易听到了，但是这个声音很恐怖很刺耳，就是要这样，报警器应该在你睡着的时候吵醒你，在你醒着的时候无法去注意其他的事情。
Jack 说 That's the point， 意思是这就对了，表示非常同意对方的论点，或者认为对方一语中的而大家赞同。比如说
I saved up lots of money working this summer. Well done, that's the point of working. Now you can go to university.
我这个夏天工作存了不少钱，干得好，这就是为什么要工作了，这下你可以上大学了。
Lisa 的耳朵都要被震聋了，看来这个警报器还是很好用。好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Fire! Fire!
No, no, I'm just testing it. There's no fire.
Why are those things so loud?
If they weren't so loud, would we hear them when they went off?
But such a horrible noise!
That's the point. It should wake you up if you are asleep, and make you unable to notice anything else if you are awake.
I think it will make me go deaf.
好，讲了这么长时间，我们来听一首歌放松一下，来自 Jennifer Lopez, All I Have.
don't go.
I don't believe you wanna leave like this. I don't believe I just had my last real kiss. I do believe we'll laugh and reminisce. Wait a minute, don't bounce, baby. Let's talk about this, man.
Well, I'm out and I'm out, but I gotta leave you alone. Cause I'm good, holding down my side, and I'm good. Nothing but girls on the block, and I'm good. I got the thing on lock, so without me, you'll be fine, right?
Baby girl, I'm what you have.
You'll be mean to me, but too bad.
Be easy, don't make decisions when you're mad.
Attack yourself to run alone.
I know you're independent, you can make it on your own.
Here with me, you
have
a home.
My time is up to essence, oh, why yeah. Take it alone, huh?
Some nights I waited up for you. Promises you made about coming through. So much time you wasted. That's why you had
to make the cat nervous, the thought of settling down. Especially me, I was creeping all over town. Thought my tender touch could lock you down. I knew I had you, as cocky as it sounds. The way you used to giggle right before I put it down. Better when you're angry, come in, I'll prove it now.
Come in. Stop playing, you gave it. I gotta leave you alone. I'm good.
Okay, welcome back. 欢迎回来。你现在收听到的是国际在线教育频道实用英语课堂节目。我是安娜。
我是沈听。今天呢，我们的话题还是如何防火。
刚才呢，给大家听了几段对话，现在我们来接着往下看。
Part 4. A fire in the house.
房子着火了。
Dialogue 1. Just my luck. I'm almost finished, but it looks like the one in Tom's room is broken.
What, Daddy? I can't hear you.
I think the one in Tom's room is broken. Can you go check and make sure there's no fire?
Okay, hold on a second. Fire! Fire! Fire!
Oh my God, how could he be so crazy?Now, where did I put that fire extinguisher?
对话中 ，Tom 正在安装最后一个烟雾探测器。这时候 Tom 房间里的警报器响了起来， Jack 觉得真倒霉，刚装好一个， Tom 房间里的又坏了。他说 Just my luck， 那么这句话表示我就这么倒霉，字面上看呢就是这是我的运气的意思。
但是隐含的意思是这就是我所能有的运气了。 在很倒霉的情况下呢，的确可以用来自嘲一番。比如说 Just my luck, the police are pulling us over. What do you expect? You were way over the speed limit. 真倒霉，警察要我们靠边停，你还想怎么样？你超速已经很多了。
警报器的声音太大了， Lisa 都听不见 Jack 在说什么。 Jack 喊着让他去 Tom 的房间看看是不是真的失火了。 Lisa 跑回来大喊真的着火了， Jack 也吓了一跳，赶紧去找灭火器。
不知道火势怎么样了，我们还要接着往下看。现在呢，还是再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Just my luck, I'm almost finished, but it looks like the one in Tom's room is broken.
What, Daddy? I can't hear you.
I think the one in Tom's room is broken. Can you go check and make sure there's no fire?
Okay, hold on a second. Fire, fire, fire!
Oh my God, how could he be so crazy?Now where did I put that fire extinguisher?
Dialogue 2.
The house is going to burn down. We're going to die.
Calm down, Lisa. It's going to be okay.
Let's go, quick. His wallpaper is burning.
Watch how I do this, Lisa.
You're going to be in big, big trouble.
First, you have to pull the clip. Then you start spraying all over the fire.
Lisa 吓得大叫，房子要烧光了，我们都要被烧死了。 Jack 告诉他要冷静，火不算太大，应该没事的。没错，发生火灾的时候呢，最重要的是要保持冷静，慌乱不能解决任何问题，反而会误事。
Tom 也从房间里跑了出来， Lisa 告诉他麻烦大了， You're going to be in big big trouble. 这句话的意思是你闯祸了。当别人做错了事，而且是会引发严重后果的麻烦时呢，你就可以对他说 You are in big trouble.
不过最好再加上几句安慰的话或者是解决办法，不然对方呢会以为你在幸灾乐祸。比如说 You're in big trouble. If you tell Miss Smith, I'll beat you up. 你闯祸了，如果你敢告诉 Smith 小姐呢，我就揍扁你。
Jack 还不会用灭火器，他按照说明书上提供的方法呢，首先要把几叉销，也就是 clip 夹子，是指金属丝制成的用来夹东西的工具，在对话中指的是灭火器上的安全叉销。拔起插销之后，开始对着火的地方喷洒。
还好火势不大，很快就灭掉了，不过也真是够吓人的。好，再来听一遍刚才的对话。
The house is going to burn down. We're going to die.
Calm down, Lisa. It's going to be okay.
Let's go, quick. His wallpaper is burning.
Watch how I do this, Lisa.
You're going to be in big, big trouble.
First, you have to pull the clip.Then you start spraying all over the fire.
Dialogue 3.
You're in big trouble, young man.
But I didn't mean to do it.
That doesn't matter. It's a good thing your daddy was here, or it would have been much worse.
Does this mean I can't play with firecrackers anymore?
Absolutely not.
Am I grounded?
I don't know. I'm not sure I want you alone in the house.
对话中 Tina 在训 Tom， 他闯了大祸了， You are in big trouble。 我们在上一段已经讲过了， Tom 辩解说他不是故意的，但这不是重点，幸好当时 Jack 在，要不然就会出大事了。
That doesn't matter 表示那不是重点，那不重要，无所谓。当别人试图解释或者找借口而你不愿意接受的时候呢，就可以用这句话来回答，让对方知道你不认同或者是不满意。
我们来用一个对话来做例子。
But I love you, Jenny.That doesn't matter. You cheated on me.
可是我爱你 Jenny. 那不重要了，你背叛了我。
Tom 说他以后就不能再玩鞭炮了，是不是？妈妈说绝对不能再玩了。那么 Tom 会被禁足吗？就是 be grounded. 我们在前面的内容中曾经多次提到过。
Tina 也不知道，因为如果把 Tom 自己放在家里的话，不一定又会闯什么祸了，真是让人不放心。
好，再来听一遍刚才的对话。
You are in big trouble, young man.
but I didn't mean to do it.
That doesn't matter. It's a good thing your daddy was here, or it would have been much worse.
Does this mean I can't play with firecrackers anymore?
Absolutely not.
Am I grounded?
I don't know. I'm not sure I want you alone in the house.
$4.
It's a good thing Tom doesn't have my teacher, or he'd be in even worse trouble.
Oh, don't pick on him. This is a good lesson that we should always be prepared for the worst.
Well, what about earthquakes, or tornadoes, or tsunamis?
You're thinking ahead, aren't you? Okay, Lisa, do you want to be our house of safety specialist?
Yes, but does that mean you'll risk my allowance?
Kids these days.
对话中 ，Lisa 感叹说：“幸好 Tom 没有跟他一样的老师，否则他会更惨。” Jack 说：“算了，不要再挖苦 Tom 了。这次事故呢，也是个很好的教训。我们应该永远做最坏的打算。”
Don't pick on somebody 或者 stop picking on somebody 表示别再挖苦某人了。当你犯了错误，而对方呢对你的错误喋喋不休的指责，或者是一直拿你的错误挖苦你的时候，就可以用这句话让对方放你一马。
我们用一个对话来举例子 ：Stop picking on me。Why? The little baby can't take a joke. 别再挖苦我了。怎么，小孩子开不起玩笑了？
Lisa 又问 Jack， 如果以后发生地震、龙卷风之类的灾难怎么办呢？难道也能预先防备吗？ Jack 觉得 Lisa 想得太多了，并且问 Lisa 愿不愿意当家里的安全专员呢？
Lisa 趁机问，这是不是说他的零用钱也会相应的提高呢？ Allowance 就是家长每月给孩子的零用钱。
看来现在的孩子真是越来越有商业头脑了。
没错。还有呢，就是我觉得平常大家的安全意识呢还是要强一些，才能避免事故的发生。好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
It's a good thing Tom doesn't have my teacher, or he'd be in even worse trouble.
Oh, don't pick on him. This is a good lesson that we should always be prepared for the worst.
Well, what about earthquakes, or tornadoes, or tsunamis?
You're thinking ahead, aren't you? Okay, Lisa.Do you want to be our house of safety specialist?
Yes, but does that mean you'll risk my allowance?
Kids these days.
最后，我们一起来听来自 Aerosmith《I Don't Want to Miss a Thing》。I miss you, baby.
Now we are near the end of the program. Since Christmas is coming, in the next unit, we'll review the Christmas unit. If you have any questions or suggestions, write email to us at edu@chinabroadcast.cn.
今天我们结束了防火的话题，又到了年底，圣诞节将至，所以下周呢，我们就来复习一下去年的圣诞节那一刻。如果大家有任何意见或者建议呢，记得给我们发 email， 地址是 edu@chinabroadcast.cn。我们下周再会。
Bye-bye.